This is Economy Watch, what you need to know about New Zealand's economic life today. Brought to you by interest.co.nz.
Kia ora and welcome to Tuesday's Economy Watch, where we follow the economic events and trends that affect New Zealand. I'm David Chaston and this is the international edition from interest.co.nz. Today we lead with news the international week has started with a financial market rout as the bears come out to play. There's been a dramatic risk-off mood sweeping over markets today with commodity prices slumping, equity markets falling sharply, benchmark bond yields diving and the US dollar streaking higher. The rise and rise of the pandemic Delta variant now has investor attention, more so because of the clear response mistakes by both policymakers, in the UK and Eastern Europe especially, and an increasingly brainless response by a sizable population in the heartland United States. Investors can see these mistakes are not going to end well. Yesterday in the UK, which is pushing towards a full economic and social reopening, they recorded 40,000 new pandemic cases, its highest since the January spike that hit 68,000 before falling away in May to 2,000. Indonesia reported 44,000 and India 38,000. Brazil and Russia also reported fast rising trends. The fear of spread from these uncontrolled hotspots is that it will reverse the reopening plans everywhere. In France, there was an interesting pandemic development where they switched from encouragement to threats to improve their vaccination rate. France is a hotbed of vaccination conspiracy theories, and it said it will end free tests for those who want to travel or attend events. The effect was dramatic, with 926,000 people making a vaccine appointment immediately afterwards. Adding to unease, the United States accused China's Ministry of State Security of a global cyber espionage campaign, mustering an unusually broad coalition of countries to publicly call out Beijing for hacking, and that included the EU, Japan, Australia, and New Zealand. ANZ's commodity tracker is suggesting that the strong recovery growth in commodity demand and prices may be petering out. High-frequency data are pointing to a soft patch ahead for commodity markets. Nevertheless, the absolute levels of demand growth still stay high, they say. Ongoing supply-side issues across many markets may support prices for a while yet. The Baltic Dry Index rose yesterday. Of particular interest to us is how dairy prices are tracking as there's another auction tomorrow morning. At this point, the local futures markets is pointing to a 3.5% fall for whole milk powder and a small 0.4% dip for skim milk powder. However, note that in the past, futures prices isn't always a reliable guide to actual auction outcomes. Back on the local pandemic front, there were 100 new pandemic cases in New South Wales yesterday, 98 in the community, and another 11 in Victoria, 10 in the community. Neither levels give confidence the Trans-Tasman travel bubble will reopen anytime soon. And Wall Street has opened its week down 2.1% in mid-afternoon trade and falling. Overnight, European markets followed the Tokyo lead, with falls averaging 2.5%. Yesterday, that very large Tokyo market got the wobbles first with a 1.3% drop, followed by Hong Kong, which was down 1.8%. The US Treasury 10-year yield starts today at just on 1.18% and down a dramatic 13 basis points as Wall Street opens for the new week. Almost all the shift was at the long end. The price of gold is now just on $1,808 an ounce, which is down another $4 from this time yesterday. And oil prices have slumped today by more than $5, and now in the US they're just over $66 a barrel, while the international Brent price now just over $68 a barrel. And the Kiwi dollar opens today at just under 69.3 US cents and a 70 basis point fall as the greenback surges. Against the Australian dollar, unchanged at 94.6 Australian cents. Against the euro, we're down 50 basis points at 58.8 euro cents. That means our trade weighted index starts today at 72.4. And the Bitcoin price is now at $30,617 and down another 3.1% from this time yesterday. Volatility in the past 24 hours has been moderate at plus or minus 2.5%. If you enjoy this podcast, can we ask you to forward this episode on to one person you think might like listening? You can find links to the articles mentioned today in our show notes. Get more news affecting the economy in New Zealand from interest.co.nz. Kia ora, I'm David Chaston, and we'll do this again tomorrow.